Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi and welcome to the Cubby House. This is Ryan.
This is Cookie.
And today we have a very special guest with us, Monsieur JB.
Hello.
How are we, JB?
I'm well. How are you, but gentlemen?
Oh, we're not too shabby. How are you, Cookie?
I'm good. And I think for show number 7, and also the last recorded show for this year, I think we're going to do a little bit on a few bits of Christmas and New Year's while we're at it. We're also going to talk briefly on things like previous tricks, should you or should you not talk about them when talking to other people?
Going to talk about what you should do with those lovely so-called Klingons, people that just won't go away or leave you alone.
We've also got a little bit of the topic on messages that you hear in public that are just wrong, like PA messages. We're going to be the PCPA. All that and much, much more on the Cubby House for show number 7.
Cookie.
It's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow.
If I didn't like that song, that would be such a flag. I tell you what. Such a geek.
Maybe, but it is all relevant for what we're about to talk about.
Not really. That's you know, Star Trek and across the universe. We're talking about Klingons and people that just annoy you. They won't go away. They're just like a leech.
So Klingons with a C, not a K. Okay.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, we can deal with that.
Okay.
Right. I think we'll throw this on to our lovely guest, who's already cracking up over that little joke.
Hi. Hey. If you could see Cookie's face right now, it's quite priceless. He's just realised, you know, with a K instead of a C. Yeah.
Happy hour starts early at the Cubby House.
Yeah. Mm. Gotta love us. Klingons, do you know of any?
I know of a few.
We won't name them.
We won't name any of them, but no, a little bit of background on me.
One of them's Cookie, isn't it?
No, it's not Cookie at all anymore. But anyway, that's another story altogether. Recently, I've kind of given up on the scene, something, and let's do the cyber thing for a while. Let's jump online. Let's just talk to people online. Let's see how it goes. I'm not the most attractive, flower in the shop, but, you know,
yes,
who cares?
Yes.
Logging on. Some people start talking to me a couple of times. Yeah, seems like a cool guy. Give them a mobile number, see what happens. Last time I did that, the guy had messaged me 27 times within 24 hours.
Maybe he just had a lot of text messages that he needed to use up.
So, yes, 26 messages within, within a 24-hour period. And basically he moved on. I really think, happy that I've started to talk to you. Towards the end, he was wanting to marry me and bear my children somehow, even though he was male.
So he moves fast for...
Yeah, I'm going, if I was driving it, I would have snapped my neck about, 12 o'clock the next day because, just the G-forces that this guy was going through. As far as he was concerned, we were married within 24 hours and I still hadn't met him. And I've just gone, dude, enough. I haven't even met you and you're already professing your love to me. That's it. Don't call me.
Do you find that kind of behavior flattering in a way?
Not
really.
Or
is it just a bit too, the calls are coming from inside the house-ish?
It's the calls coming with inside the house. It's like, if it's one or two, but 27 and 24 hours, and they're all moving to the point of, we're getting married. It's like, go away. And the sad thing is, it's not the first time it's actually happened to me on the net. There are a lot of people out there who want some love. But, as soon as someone shows any form of interest, they become an emotional vampire. That's what I call them. They just want to suck the life out of you to make themselves happy. because they think everything will be fixed with a partner. When they realize it, when it does realize, it doesn't always have to have a partner in their life. You know, that's my experience. It's just getting to the point where now I'm getting a lot of these people online now who are just socially adept to the point where they have to be online and they have to find someone online. They can't go outside because, you know, they're not the most perfect looking person in the world.
Comes a bit of a worry that if the only point of contact they're having on the internet for a partner is obviously via the internet, you'd have to wonder what happens when they do get a partner. Do they get off the internet?
We don't know. I don't know. You'd hope so. You know, but you know, with that, I know of many people who've hooked up online. And, you know, they're in a relationship, but, you know, that night, you know, when they're separate, they're both online trawling, you know, the websites. We all know what those websites are.
But are they actually in a relationship? Are they in an open relationship?
Well, they're in a relationship, and it's, you know, it's not open. It's not open, but they're online. You know, they don't live together. You know, they're online and they're chatting away and different chat sites and stuff. Saying, we're for home alone available. So it's like, you know, what do you expect in this stone age?
What about yourself, Cookie? Have you got any Klingon horror stories you care to share?
If I do, I probably put
You'd have to kill us?
Well, no. Oh, no, good. I'd have to unlock that vault of memory that I very rarely go into.
Oh, okay. We'll find a nice, happy memory about another Klingon.
Yes, pass me on this turn of the wheel. I'll come back to you on that one.
I think that everybody knows somebody like this. You know, somebody that, you know, they just hang around you. They're not actually invited out. You know, I certainly know people like that. And I've come to find that you just slowly wean yourself off them. You have to say to them, look, I'm not, you know, available this time. How about we go next week? And then you do have to, unfortunately, catch up with them, because if you don't, then they will become stalker-esque. So you catch up, and then the next time you go, nah, thanks, how about, you know, next week? And then after that you say, oh, how about next week? And then you catch up then. So then slowly but surely you're starting to wean yourself off until they're like, oh, well, you know, it's been weeks. Obviously something's not going on. Because unfortunately these people, they don't understand no. They don't take no for an answer. I think that if you sit the people down and just tell them what's going on, just say to them, look, you know, I'm really flattered. I appreciate your company and everything. But I don't know, if you're not looking for a relationship, explain to them. If you have enough friends that you're quite happy with, then leave it at that.
My question would be, and it's only because I know I have a few friends that when they do find someone, they do become emotional vampires. And I've quite often said, look, just tone it down a bit. You are scaring them off. And they turn around to me and say, well, I'm only showing affection in the only way I know how. What would be your response to that?
Trading is quite required. If you want to stay in that relationship, you're going to have to train them to not be such an emotional vampire. Because at the end of the day, you need to look after the most important person in your world, and that's either going to be yourself or your partner. And if you love that person enough, then yeah, you know, and you're happy with those ways, then yeah, there's nothing to change. But if you want to stay in that relationship and they're going to be that sort of emotional vampire, they would need to be changed. Otherwise, that relationship's going to be doomed. 12 months' time, they're going to be that frazzled. They're going to be wanting to walk out. And 12 months is an eternity in our community anyway. But, you know, at the end of the 12 months, you know, people have been known to go postal. the bathhouse massacre.
Why is that a money shot?
Oh, is that what that sound is?
Yeah, that's when Mario gets a coin. Right.
Cookie and his money shot.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love him.
Yes. Is that a pearl necklace we're wearing today, Cookie, or?
No, it's a pearl G-string.
A pearl facial?
I notice he doesn't have any pimple scrub anymore.
Ah, right.
He must have enough protein in his life. Must be having lots of hot beef injections.
You're not denying any of this, Cookie, so...
He's bright red.
How can I when I'm so...
What colour's a tomato, Cookie?
Here's one not we prepared
as
early.
My price, I guess.
Wow. This is where we need video, people.
Yes, a video podcast would be wonderful, seeing, you know, Cookie in his glory. He's brighter than a bloody tomato. It's quite funny to see. He's very embarrassed.
It's not hard to set up a video, you know.
No, I know it's not hard to set up a video. It's not hard to get you hard either.
It's funny because it's true.
I just have to show him one of my tits and he'll be fucking, you know, doing.
I'd just give him my Mario keyring, doing.
True. No, he's not waking up the money shot whenever he wants. Doing.
Right, that's it. Next topic.
So how do we deal with Klingons? Basically, in a nice and polite way, tell them to go away.
Or if you're like me, just be rude and blunt, because sometimes that's all they're going to understand.
Paging new subjects away from some of the bad entendres that we have heard in the past. Question being, we're now appointing ourselves the PCPAs.
What is
PAs, yes, the public announcement.
Oh, I thought you meant Prince Albert, sorry.
Why, have you got one?
So, PAs, huh? Right, okay, moving right along.
I'll take that as a yes.
Maybe interesting. Not.
We do not want a demonstration, please.
This one we prepared earlier.
That's for later. What are some of the most wrong statements we've heard over a PA? And I'm not talking train announcements, as much as we like to pick on our public transport services.
I actually am going to give you a train reference, though. However, it's going to be a bit different. I've caught the train to go home. I live out in, you know, the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, and we've pulled into one of the major stations, and the train driver's come on and it's gone, yes, unfortunately, due to a wild stampede of buffalo at Camberwell, unfortunately, your train's going to be delayed. We're hoping the gazelles will be clearing them out shortly. And I've just lost it, you know, and it's the second time it's happened. You know, it happened to me the other day, and he's gone and done the same sort of thing, you know. Unfortunately, the Oompa Loompas have eaten too much chocolate and got stuck on the tracks at Glen Ferry. And what had happened is a fat chick had fallen down onto the rail.
It's funny because she's fat and has a vagina.
Why did every time I hear the word fat chick, I think of flour?
I know why, but I'm not going to say anything. Cookie's looking lost.
What about yourself, Ryan? Any bad PA etiquettes? PC of it.
You know what? I probably have, but I can't think of any. There have been times when, you know, when you're at the supermarket and somebody, like, oh, I just love to tell people that, you know, oh, there's a lovely special on KY or herpes cream or, you know, complimentary pregnancy test with every box of condoms sold or something along those lines. I don't know. I just like to make something up. But at the moment, I'm at a blank. I used to make wrong public messages, if that counts at all.
Such as?
When I was working in an office, the girls refused to use the PA system, so I did it. And so I used to make up like I was the Big Brother guy. So, for example, I'd go,
"This is Big Brother. Cookie, you have a telephone call."
And I'd leave it at that. And then one time, my archenemy at work got fired, and I decided to go,
"This is Big Brother. Henry, you have 20 seconds to leave the building."
It wasn't really well received by management, but everybody else on the floor thought it was hilarious. So I didn't care what management thought. What about yourself, Cookie?
Nothing that springs to mind from a while ago, but I definitely had one, funnily, today. I was at one of the hospitals, which is one of my clients.
You're getting a checkup, were you?
Yes.
Something removed?
Yes, my humour.
No. It was the 12-inch fist.
Yes.
They can be 12 inches now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, someone's arm got cut off.
Is that what that thing was in the bed? That bloody mass wrapped up in a towel? You brought it home?
No.
Oh, right. Sorry, it must be something else that you brought home.
Yes.
Ah, okay, sorry.
I'll show you later.
That won't be necessary, dear.
I am afraid. Send help. Please send help.
The receptionist at this hospital who I was talking to at the time got a call from the upper management and was passed on a message to pass on the PA system that went along the lines of, "The upper management would like to thank all the staff for their wonderful hard work and dedication over the year, and a welcome to a free sausage on level 2 at 12 o'clock.
That sounds pretty innocent enough.
Bryce.
Except for the sausage bit, but that's just because we've got a one-track mind.
Exactly. You're not the only one.
Yes. No sauce, no bread, and a sausage.
Yeah, what? Exactly.
You know, it's a hospital. Why can't they afford to give us half a dozen? If they're really thankful, some cute nurse sausage. Anyway, you were saying?
Thankfully, it's not went over the PA system, but a sausage sizzle was mentioned.
What was put over the PA?
It went along those lines, but finished off, instead of invited to a free sausage, it was a sausage sizzle will be on out in the courtyard at 12. As much as we'd love to have put over the original message due to public hearing, we decided it would not be appropriate to let those who don't know how to speak to public speak, so to speak.
It all sounds like double speak to me.
Mm. What are you looking at me for?
Cookie's about to lose it. He's headbanging away
here. My God, how many Red Bulls have you had tonight? Ah, you're going to die soon. I regret bringing that thing in. For those listeners out there, a couple of months ago, I went to a video games convention, and they were selling these little Super Mario keychains that cost like $12 each. And I know you can get them cheaper elsewhere, so if people write in going, haha, you got ripped off, then I'll delete them and say, stop listening to the Cubby House, you suck. And so I bought it, and I took it home, and I played with it, and I thought it was like the best toy ever, especially when I went to a horror movie, and when somebody died, I pressed this button. Some of the audience thought it was hilarious, some of the audience didn't. But anyway, the point of the story is that every time I bring this back to the Cubby House, yeah, Cookie plays with my little red thing.
It's about 12 inches long as well.
And the funny thing is you have
so
it
is
on
my
offer.
Keychain. What?
You had it on offer. I said, you take it, and you said, no, you take it. I'm like, okay.
Well, it's just because you're used to taking it, so I thought, you know.
Flag.
That wasn't a flag. That was
that
funny.
That was a flag. It's like saying, you know, the Lord said it's better to give than to receive. But personally, I like presents.
Thank you. Your second flag, finally.
Oh, wow. Seven shows.
Landed.
How many of you had flags, that is?
Yeah, we won't get there.
Flags with an L.
Tricks.
Tricks.
Tricks, yes. Tricks.
My trick or treat?
No, well, I was thinking more along the lines of tricks, conquests, one night stands, etc. Do we really have to go into talking about previous tricks when we're talking to somebody, either a potential partner, just to kind of get a background of where you're coming from? Or
I think that if it comes up in a conversation where, like, for example, if you and a friend are at a bar or something and your friend goes, oh, he's hot, and it's like, yeah, been there, done that, then it's eventually, then they're going to be like, oh, what happened? But I think it's kind of tactless if you're just like, oh, yeah, I had this guy over and blah. You know, people are going to actually want to hear about it other than you just offering the information up. And if it, of course, if you're not comfortable talking about it, then don't. But I think it's just if people want to hear about it, say something. If they don't, then shut up. JB.
We all have skeletons in our closets for some weird reason. I don't have skeletons in my closet. I clean them all out. Also, it's not been that many. Moving on, though. Yeah, honestly, if it comes up in conversation and you're comfortable in talking about it, then have that quality conversation and, you know, if you're interested in that person, then do it. But if it doesn't come up, you know, there's no point in talking about it. Not everyone wants to hear about your sex life. You know, unless you're dating like Brad Pitt, then you could sell that for a lot of money.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, I don't want to hear about Brad Pitt. He's not my type. And then, yes, okay.
You could make a lot of money.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, you know. Or you could be Plaster of Paris's boyfriend or whatever.
Would you hammer on about, like, would you give it fair credit, both positive and negative traits, or would you just hammer on the negative things of what you really didn't like about that person if it came up in conversation?
It would depend on how the relationship went. You know, if it was a relationship where, you know, you had a bit of fun, that's about it, you know, and it was fun, nothing bad happened, then yeah, you probably go, yeah, that was fun. However, you know, if that person's ripped you off your PlayStation, your TV, your bed and everything else, and you see them out in the street, then I would be wanting to kill them. And I do that with words.
Well, that's what we do best.
Yes, we cut people down with our rapier wit and really good tits.
What about yourself, Cookie?
As much as I say I don't, I do. I tend to waffle on about some of the really good things about people, and it may come across that I still am not over some of my partners. But the truth is, regardless of whether I am over them or not, I've accepted the fact that they are no longer part of my life in that way. And I think that's the most important thing. Whatever the situation, I've moved on from them. And although there are probably things I'd still hold dear and love to do again and again and again, it will probably never ever happen again the way I'd like to think of it. So, yeah, we move on. We learn to live with what we don't have.
That's really sad.
Very melancholy.
Nothing worse than saying goodbye to an excellent route.
Mm.
Very true.
Well, there are, but, you know, we won't go there. This conversation's kind of depressing enough as it is.
Yes.
Just quickly on that, not meaning to sound depressive, if one of your regular shag buddies ended up in a relationship, regardless of how they felt about it, would you still pursue a potential shagging relationship if it was available? Or would you say, I respect your relationship and I wouldn't want to harbour any ill feelings towards what you've now got?
I personally wouldn't, purely for the fact that when I'm in a relationship, I'm quite possessive. I get very jealous. I don't like people flirting with my guy unless they're, you know, people that I know. If it's just joking or whatever, then that's fine. But if it's some stranger, you know, grabbing my boyfriend's crotch or whatever, that would piss me off. So if I was receiving messages from an ex fuck buddy saying, oh, how about it? I'd be saying, well, you've got a boyfriend. You've got sex on tap. Go do stuff with them. I'd still see them. I'd still catch up with them and be mates with them or whatever. But I think that, you know, I'm just one of those old-fashioned people where a relationship is kind of sacred, and I wouldn't want my partner doing that to me, so why should I do that to someone else? What about yourself, JB?
Personally, I'm very laid back. You know, I'm originally from Western Australia. You know, it depends on the relationship. You know, if I've sat down and had that relationship talk with the guy, you know, it's decided, you know, whether it be open or closed, you know, if it was an open relationship, then I'd be fine. Him going out, playing up, as long as he was safe and he came home for dinner every now and then, I'd be cool with that. But also, if they wanted a monogamous relationship, I can deal with that too.
What if you were the third person, though?
Yeah.
If I was the third person, I would be putting it back on them. You know, normally, I would ask, you know, is this you in an open relationship or you a closed relationship? You know, does your partner know? And if they say no, then I would not normally pursue it. You know, I am very respectful. You know, I don't want to be known as a homebreaker again. Again, I caused a divorce.
What about yourself, Cookie?
Again, I agree with JB and I'd put it back on them. I'd be more inclined that if I knew the other partner, I'd actually talk with them as well, which is unfortunately seeming the case more and more these days. You get a larger network of people as time goes by and you find out that friends are dating friends of friends of friends that you knew. And I would definitely want to discuss it with the other person if that was the case, because I've recently been, without intending to, I've actually been the third wheel, because I know both the guys that were involved. They were open with one of them seeing me because he was interested. The other one wasn't really that fussed, but you know, he came over to do some photos one day and that was all it was. And the other guy who would have been able to come and catch up with me without a problem got very possessive, merely through the fact they didn't communicate too well with each other. And I thought, well, maybe it is best if I do know the third, or the both of them, I basically make sure it is okay with both of them that somebody comes over and has a play, or if they both want to come over and have a play, before anything happens. But otherwise, I would be hammering on the fact that I respect you're in a relationship, and if I don't know the third, or the other person, the partner, then I'd be less inclined to follow through with having a play.
Hmm.
Interesting thoughts.
We're very deep here at the Cubby House today.
We're like still water. We run very deep.
So how would you feel, Cookie, if a guy came up to you in a bar and he was a friend of your exes or your fuck buddies or something and said, he says that you're a top shag. How about it? How would you react?
A friend of an ex-playmate or an ex-partner?
Mm. Yep.
Probably wouldn't think too much about it if I thought they were quite attractive.
Just jump on top and ride them till dawn.
Yeah, okay. if I'm getting good reports, I'll let you make the decide. Make up your own mind. Mm. I'm not
fussy.
Well, I am fussy, but my reputation has a tendency to precede me these days without me intending it to.
Yes.
So.
Oh well, excuse me.
Yes,
I'm
sorry, Emperor Palpatine.
I won't let one person's opinion dissuade another person's opinion without them having experienced it themselves. It's one might think I'm a good shag, one might think I'm an absolutely hopeless shag. That might have just been the rapport I had on the night or throughout the time I knew them. As they say, one person's trash is another person's treasure.
True, true.
But you're so trashy and you're our little treasure, so how do we deal?
We just treat him like the little trash bag he is.
Would you like me to throw off my moccasins now?
Oh, yes. You, we have to comment to listeners, you know, he is actually wearing, you know, the Western Pride outfit at the moment, you know.
Tracky dacks, moccasins,
this, you know, flannel number. You know,
flannel number that has iron on that actually says a pretty damn good slogan.
This is radio. They can't see you.
Glad they can't see you right now either.
No, I'm currently sitting here in my giant blue wig, my 6-inch heels, and my little nighty, you know. It's quite scary, you know. The fact is, you know, on any websites or anything like that, I don't use my real name. My real name is anonymous.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a suit.
Yes, and it's Armani.
Yeah, sure, totally. Let's go with that.
You know, there are some guys I do dig in suits.
There's some guys I dig out of suits.
Well, there's a lot of guys I dig out of clothes.
Yes. Can we start with you, Ryan?
What? Me out of my clothes? No, but thank you. You'll be pleased to know that I actually am wearing underwear for a change. I know.
What?
I know.
This guy is a well-known commando.
I'm a free baller. I don't do underwear.
Right. Is there a particular reason why you don't do underwear?
I hate it. I seriously hate wearing underwear. I do not understand why people wear underwear.
Is it the constrictive nature of the underwear, said underwear? Or
I guess
is it-
so. I mean, especially during summer where you're all sweaty and everything, it's just, I just want to free ball. I will admit that there is one time where I actually will wear underwear other than wearing a suit, and that is when I'm on amusement rides where things are being thrown around and things like that. So you need to keep your boys close to you. But anyway, going back to our previous conversation, JB, what would you do if you had excellent comments made about you?
And a guy
came up to you and said, "So, you, me, friends, Furby style."
Well, I'm going to be honest here. It hasn't happened just quite yet. Well, it does happen every now and then when I go to a straight bar and convert the local straight boys, but that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on with that, if someone came up to me and, you know, we clicked on more than just, you know, hey, me, you, let's do it type of level, then, yeah, I'd be interested. You know, we'd have to have something in common other than just having, you know, a penis and set of balls.
Well, even that's not really a necessity.
Yeah, true.
Penis is probably more important.
Fun. Yes, penis is more important.
Mm.
But, you know, it's interesting that I have this conversation regarding that. This has only ever happened to me once.
And once. How did that go?
It went quite well, but the guy turned into another Klingon, so...
Yeah. Ah, boo.
Boo, yeah, you know, it was fun, but no, not again. Not again. Now, that's my interesting tale. I don't have that many in my life, but yes.
But watch this space.
Watch this space, yes.
Listeners,
I'm single.
You know, JB is looking for...
Looking for love.
High
and
points. We should have, like, our own little Shagging with the Stars, and we can do, like, point systems like what they do and stuff like that.
A top 10 list
of,
you know, stars we would love to shag or have 6. Already 7. Shagged.
6.7. So would I be a 9 or a yen?
You'd be a 2.5 because that's how big you are. Anyway.
Rare. Saucer milk to table 2, please.
You know what I was getting at.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't. But with that, the lights are on, but nobody's home with me.
Listen to our previous podcast, podcast number 6.
I think that if somebody did that to me, I wouldn't be able to stop laughing. I'd be quite self-conscious and embarrassed about it. I'd probably want to know who it was. If, obviously, like you were saying, JB, if the chemistry was there, then, you know, you'd consider it. It really depends on what was happening at the time.
How much alcohol was consumed.
Yes, if you actually have a partner or not, things like that. And then I'd go to talk to the other person who told them that. I was like, yeah, what's that all about? Thanks. Why don't you just put it on your Facebook?
And then tomorrow morning you get up, you go home.
Or your Twitter.
Or your Twitter, you go home and then you just see it on their Facebook. You know, I got Ryan laid last night. I've actually done that on my Facebook, you know. I've helped a, you know, girlfriend of mine, you know, find a boy she wants. And I've actually put that on my Facebook going, I helped, you know, Phyllis get laid last night. And there was a money shot as well because I was driving the car home. And that was in the back seat on the middle of the Eastern Freeway.
Oh.
It was fun.
Freedoms are so sweet.
I know. The sadder thing is they were a hetero couple and I threw up twice.
Oh.
And then I've already put...
Poor man's lube.
I've then put the music on and what came on was Hey There Pussycat by Tom Jones.
Oh, if it was Mr. Brightside by The Killers, I'd be really surprised considering that song is pretty much like that.
True.
They go in the back seat, he takes off her dress. They do
naughty
what
things.
Breeders do best. I don't think that's the actual lyric, but hey, it kind of rhymes. Paging new subject.
Paging new subject, aisle two, new subject.
I work along the lines of, I'm a good boy until I get in the bed.
Yeah, and then he's a bad boy because he's terrible at what he does.
I know. I'm a terrible top.
I know. And you're a hoary bottom. You're forgetting, I've been shopping with you when you go toy shopping.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Come shopping with me down Oxford Street. Okay, Cookie, let's go.
Can I have the red one, please? I'm sorry, sir. That's the fire extinguisher.
Yes, he's our young Master Cookie, you know. I didn't pick him to be a racist, but he wouldn't buy any of the black appendages. He says it's so, you know, you can see the blood, but I'm thinking it's a load of shit.
No pun intended.
I know. It'd be easier to clean. What? Defend yourself, Cookie. You're just sitting there smiling like the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland.
You're saying it all, but I don't want to give all my trade secrets away. Just
oh,
yet.
I'll give them all away.
That's what a podcast is for.
Okay.
I have no secrets.
Do you really want me to go into the 101s of fisting that I've learned?
Oh, look, why not?
Let's have some fun.
Let's talk about, you know...
Fisting could be
the ABC to...
The ABC's guide, and unfortunately this isn't the one that hasn't gone bankrupt, the ABC guide to fisting.
Right.
Fisting for nerds.
Mm.
How appropriate for Cookie.
Funny.
Fisty for nerds.
Eat that one.
Again?
No. Yes, again.
Where's the tweezers and the magnifying glass?
Nice. Anyway, answer to rebut what you just said. It is true that if you get a fleshy coloured, like a Caucasian coloured toy, that if it is...
We're talking about a giant fist.
Or dildo, or whatever it is. It is a lot easier that if you do damage up your sphincters and other orifices, that if you do tear yourself and bleed... You can notice it a lot quicker, so you can stop playing quicker, so you're not doing as much damage rather than going all hell and leather for it for 20 minutes and then realise, oh, crap, I've just opened up a huge cut in my ass.
How would a huge cut happen, though, in your anal passage?
Well, you can actually twist a little bit of the flesh when you're pushing quite hard on a dildo that is too big for you to take. And have you ever tried to stretch your mouth beyond its capacity and kept going?
No. I'm really good at deep throating.
I'm surprised.
Makes two of us.
I'm surprised, JB. I heard you were quite the mouth whore.
I am quite the mouth whore, but that's the thing. I know how to, I'm like a snake. I can dislocate my jaw. You should know that. You taught me the trick.
Yeah, if only I could do it myself.
I know.
Yes, but basically that's it. You think about, rather than it being the ass, you think about your mouth. You go and take something in your mouth that is bigger than what you can open up to and keep going. You're going to damage something, be it your jaw, be it the flesh around your mouth.
Chipped teeth.
Exactly. You're going to do damage. So, particularly if it's a fist. Like, the fist I've got is not necessarily the most smoothest.
Hang on. The fist or one of the fists that you own?
The fist, the play toy that I own in the shape of a fist, is not... exactly smooth. It has bumps and knuckles shaped, and it can get and cut. Speaking of new singles, coming this time of year, they don't release anything new, so...
Except for Mariah Carey's Greatest Hits CD for
Greatest
Christmas.
Greatest Hit, because it is a single.
Oh, yes, All I Want for Christmas is a Screw, but anyway...
I thought that was your single.
It is my single. Well, actually, it's actually...
Single in every sense of the word.
Single, yes. Well, it's actually not my single. It's a colleague of mine. Her name is Auntie B. She's now going to, you know, release a range of songs out. You know, Santa Baby. So Santa's Baby is growing here in my gut tonight.
No.
You know, it's quite wrong and impulsive, but hey.
Well, that is the spirit of Christmas. It's about the birth of Santa, wasn't it?
Yeah, really, I always thought it was about the ho, 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 but anyway.
Mm. For you, everything's and always
about
the ho, ho, ho.
And how are you, Cookie? How is being a ho, ho, ho for you?
What?
Have you done much ho, 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 or...
I don't know.
Had
I've
a bit of turkle?
Been seeing too many stars.
Seeing too many stars. Who have you seen?
Or is it more like the glow-in-the-dark stars?
Yeah, those ones.
Oh, okay.
Swinging on the sling. Yeah, it's nice.
Yes, it's quite pretty. The flashing lights on the swings makes it quite inviting and welcoming. Mm. It's quite interesting. But I think the Santa with the pants down, with the seven naughty elves, tipsy, boozy, twinky, flirty, all
bitchy,
servicing.
Queenie, yes.
Yes.
Tweaky.
I can't remember them all.
No, we know.
I know. What else?
So, JB, what are your plans for Christmas and New Year's?
Well, I'm a bit lucky this year in the fact that, I only have to see the family on Christmas Day, which is like, thank goodness. I love my mum. I love my mum to death, but if I see her anything more than 3 hours, I will kill her.
No, it's bless.
Not, yes, bless. But with that, I'm actually house-sitting for a friend of mine in a leafy suburb in central Melbourne. There's a gay club at one end and another gay club at the other end, and, 15-minute walk from everywhere else. So I'm going to be, completely...
Surrounded by beats.
Surrounded by beats and gay people, so I feel like I'm going to be a bit of a whore. So if anyone's out there in Melbourne, look
for
me.
As compared to...
Look for me. I'll be looking for you.
Let's get it started in here.
I'm single. Yes.
All right, so is that going to be your New Year's resolution to have fun on...
Oh, my New Year's resolution is to get drunk and fuck sluts, but anyway.
That's your life resolution.
Yeah,
it?
That is my life resolution. I'm going to get that tattooed on my ass.
Enter here.
And no, well, I've got the W on each cheek now, so I'm going to change it for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
My flatmate does have tattoo guns, so it's
so when you're upside down in a sling, it says Mum.
Mom.
Mom.
Mom. Mommy.
When you're in America.
Mommy.
Flag.
Oh, well. So
that was Family Guy.
Flag.
Bow-bow. Yeah, flag. Bow-bow. Bow-bow. No, well, we were talking about annoying little shits before, and that was annoying.
Yeah. True. Monsieur Cookie.
Mine. Yes. Christmas, I'll be roaming around the streets of Melbourne looking for broken down lifts. So if you're going to break them down, make it entertaining and go and shag in lifts while you're waiting for me.
Or have a fist ready. Or schlong. Or I don't know. Are you going to be all like butch and do stuff with like have your tool built there and?
He's going to have his big nut wrench, nut tightener. Oh, excuse me, that was a talk and a burp at the same time. It was a torp.
Yes. New Year's resolution, however, will be quite simply to relocate the Dundon studio into an owned property.
Ooh, I'll have to come visit.
So yes, hopefully we'll be fully set up in a new owned facility.
So that way we don't need to put the sling down every time the landlord comes to visit, because he wants a ride.
Funnily enough, I've never had a visit.
By the landlord, never?
Never. I haven't had an inspection yet. 8 months, not one single inspection.
They're probably too scared.
Well, they're either too scared or it's the blowjob that you gave the man, the guy who gave you the property.
No.
Oh, no, I forgot it was a chick, wasn't it?
It's all chicks. It's all only dealt with chicks.
Oh, that's even worse.
I know. So,
well, if she was wearing a strap-on, that'd be all right.
Maybe that's why they haven't visited, because they're like, oh, he's gay. There's
he's
no point
a gay
in going.
Boy.
Whatever.
Well,
he knows, of course, he's going to be clean and neat because he's gay, and there's no point in dropping around for cock because he'll want one of his own.
Mm. Well, with that, I'll actually pay that, because I'm in a similar sort of scenario where my landlord very rarely does she ever make contact with us. And when she does, I only have to say the word, don't flag me for this, I don't have to say the word darling. And she's putty in my hand. I've had, so much stuff I've broken, replaced with the landlord. It's gone, oh, darling, the light's fallen off in the kitchen, can we get it fixed? And, the real reason is I tried to take the light down because I was drunk. And it's shattered all over the floor. As you do. It's like, I don't like this light in the kitchen. I want a new one. I better be pink. And it's like, oh, shit, it's broken now. I'm not an alcoholic. I admit I like alcohol, so I don't have a problem.
Monsieur Reiner.
Oui. Well, like yourself, Cookie, I'll be working through Christmas. Christmas Eve, I will be doing a 14-hour shift, and then Christmas Day, an 8-hour shift. So I will be finishing up on 4 p.m. on Christmas. So fun, until Daddy took my T-Bird away, really. New Year's, I will be probably spending it at the Laird. So, if boys want to come down for a midnight snog, you know where to find me.
Excellent. I'll be there.
And my resolutions, probably just to sort out my finances. I've got a few debts and things like that, which I'm working two jobs right now. Because my other resolution I did before New Year's, which was to quit smoking. And I haven't had a cigarette for nearly a month. Yay. Go me.
Go you. You're going to hate me in about 5 minutes then.
No, I saw you smoking. That's cool. You can smoke in my car. I'm actually one of those non-smokers who is pro-smoking. I believe that you should be able to still smoke in pubs and things like that.
Yes, I don't like the non-smoking in pubs. I'm sorry. You know, it's better for the bar staff. I'm sorry. All the bar staff is smoking or on other stuff. So, you know, it's not really a problem.
Why don't they open up a bar outside?
Well, with that, a lot of venues have had to plow a lot of money into outdoor smoking areas, you know? And, like, it's amazing the amount of places now all of a sudden have smoking areas outside. You know, I freaked out that the first time I went to the Peel, they had an outdoor smoking area. And the drag queens were everywhere. It was quite scary. And Cookie was one of them. He was dressed up like a Carmen Miranda maraca dancer, like that ad for the Wii.
Did I have my pearl necklace on?
No, you didn't have a pearl necklace on.
You always have your pearl necklace on.
No, you had some brown onyx something going around your neck.
Oh, cunty McCunt.
Fisty McFisty. Oh, I'm so dead after the recording of this. He's going to edit this to a point where I'm going to be like going, hello, I am a hick draw local. And the sadder thing is, you know, if he does that, I'm going to start emailing pictures of him that I have stolen from his computer and he does not realise yet.
So, any shout-outs that we'd like to do, starting with yourself, Jabe?
Shout-outs. Only shout-out says, hi to everyone I know. You know who I am. If you don't know who I am, well, I don't know
you. Christ almighty, you do now.
You do know me now, yes. What? Who said that C word?
I said cunt before.
Oh, no, I meant the other one.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't utter that name in front of me. I feel a burning sensation and not in a good way.
You know what's funny, now that you mention it? Apparently, said person was not born on Christmas.
No, he was not. He was born on the winter solstice.
Yes, 17th of July, I think some people worked it out.
Well, if you're in Australia, yes. But you're forgetting he was born in, you know, Israel, which is northern hemisphere. So it would be about the 23rd of December, which is the solstice, which is basically the longest day of the year.
So Christmas is not actually the birthday, but it's celebration of.
It's a celebration of the birthday. It's like the Queen's birthday weekend, you know. It's not really the Queen's birthday, but it gives an excuse for all the drag queens to come out and go, darling, it's my birthday.
Speaking of which, a shout out to the drag queens just for the sake of.
We love you girls.
Something to pick on.
I love to say something. Hi to Kinder Surprise. I love Kinder Surprise. I work with Kinder Surprise. She is awesome. Look her up. She's up in Sydney now. I think it's youtube.com/KinderSurprise. Have a look at her stuff. It's quite interesting. Or Jackie Beat. Jackie Beat's pretty cool too. She does a beautiful song called I Love Cox, I Cannot Lie. I think Cookie needs to look that up and may insert some here.
I'd like to say a big shout out to Sean, who I know all the way over in US, who used to live in Australia, has only just recently re-established contact on Facebook. So nice to catch up with you, Sean. And Ian, I know you're out there somewhere. Ian was somebody who I also used to know, who we actually went for the same job together at Eagle Leather many, many years ago. So I know he went back to the UK. So Ian, if you're listening, please contact me at podcast@thecubbyhouse.net.au.
I don't have any shout-outs. I just want to wish all our listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And, you know, please be safe, be careful, don't drink and drive, usual yada, yada, yada. Thank you very, very much for listening to us for this 2008. I don't have any particular one, but I've had a ball, and if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. So thank you so much for your love and support.
Ditto. I can't... Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I know Jack will be saying the same thing when he comes back.
Yes. Merry and a happy Jack.
Yes. Hi, Jack. You shouldn't say that on the plane.
No.
Well, you could.
You could, but you know what? You know, it just reminds me of a movie called Soul Plane. It's a very wrong movie. There's scenes in it where it's, you know, Middle Eastern guys going, you know, I want to get on the plane. They're going, no, you can't. You're Middle Eastern. You're going to be a terrorist. And he goes, hi, Jack. And they just smother him to death. It's very wrong. Very nasty. Wrong and nasty like the rash Cookie gave me the other week.
It's called a slap burn.
Really? I didn't think slap burns got pussy.
On your face they probably do.
True. I have a face like a cheese grater. It grows on you.
Now, if you'd like to see a face of JB, we're not going to put up one for you on the website this week because JB would like to remain anonymous. So we'd be putting a nice blanket picture up for JB on our website, which is thecubbyhouse.net.au.
Anyone interested, though, please contact the Cubby House and your correspondence will be forwarded to me. No penis shots, please. And no one over 50.
Yes. If you'd like to email us, it's podcast@thecubbyhouse.net.au.
Or you can contact us on Skype at The Cubby House, or one word, or you can dial in at 9005-PLAY.
And we're also on Facebook. Look us up as Cubby House, or you could join our group, The Cubby House Horde.
Mm.
For the horde, for all you gamers out there.
True. Mm. And you can't spell horde without whore.
And if you're not careful, a horde will screw with you like a whore.
Oh, yes.
And not in a good way.
No. So, from show number 7 and from 2008, this is Cookie.
This is Ryan.
And this is JB.
Hope you've had a good year. We'll catch you next one. Stay tuned. Next week, we're also going to be bringing you the outtakes and blooper reels as a Christmas special.
That'll be fun to giggle and everything while you're on your last days to work and annoy the people next to you that have got, you know, those lovely Christmas ringtones on their mobile phone.
Celine Dion screaming out, going something or other, and I just want to make a video.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Cubby House was made in conjunction with Joy 94.9. For more podcasts, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.